have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Pieces of God's Masterpiece. We're going to look in Psalm, the 18th division, the 20th through the 24th verses, and this is David saying, God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes. So what we want to know about pieces of God's masterpiece is this. Whether there's a piece missing or only one piece left, the power of Christ can rest upon you so you can experience the finished work of Christ. For his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So let Psalm 25th division and the 21st verse be your expectation to God and your expectation of God. Use all your skill to put me together. I want to see your finished product. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion. Again, the theme of our program today is Pieces of God's Masterpiece. You see, God wants you to be whole and well. So whether there's a piece missing or only one piece left, the power of Christ can rest upon you so that you experience the finished work of Christ. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We have to understand this principle that the kingdom of this world has already shifted. So anything that was trying to take your wholeness away and your wellness away have already been defeated. It was prophesied in 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter, the 8th through the 10th verses, and it reads, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to irreconcilable pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. And that was a prophetic word coming out of the mouth of Hannah. And what she was saying is that the Lord God himself will be an enemy to your enemies, and he will be an adversary to your adversary. And they may come out one way against you, but they are going to flee seven ways. That's what Deuteronomy 28th chapter and the 7th verse says. So you don't have to worry about Satan. He is the least of your worries, because the kingdom of God has already shifted, and authority and a power he has given to your hand. Know this, that now it is your turn. For the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And he has put the scepter in your hand, because you are in the earth. It is your turn. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Shawanda Smith. Now, let's hear her as she sings, My Turn.
Now it's my turn. Not gonna settle for less. Now it's
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Pieces of God's Masterpiece. God desires that you walk in wholeness and wellness. Now, whether there is one piece missing or only one piece left, the power of Christ can rest upon you so that you can experience the finished work of Christ. For his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Yes, we said that God has already made sure that the devil is defeated and that he is already broken into irreconcilable pieces because of what Jesus Christ did for us as us. Our sacrifice to God and our offering to God as a sweet smelling savor. So carrying on the theme that the kingdom of God has already overtaken the kingdom of this world. So therefore, the kingdom of God has made sure that it is in the place of rule. This is what Jesus said in John, the 16th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verses. And it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he shall come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Now that word judged in Greek means to separate or put asunder, literally to break into, we'll say, irreconcilable pieces. Since the demolition crew raged against Satan, which is the precious blood of Jesus, he cannot be put together again. So stop trying to put him back together again by what you believe in your heart, by what you say from your mouth. You have to know that Jesus has put everything back together for you as God's masterpiece. So you are whole and well. And you call those things that be not as though they were. And stop giving any reverence to Satan as Lord of your life. Because there's only one Lord and one God, the Father of us all. And we are in his hand. And now we'll be able to experience the finished work of Calvary. I'll be right back after this message from my sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.